This is Dave in this is the one I've been waiting for. This is Dave who thinks his dog might have spoke to him one time. And by the way, we are still looking for someone, and it looks there's a big prize at stake, we think. That's not confidence. We should know, shouldn't we? There's a big prize at stake, we think, for someone who can get into a car with a couple of animals. Now, if you ring in and say, I've got a dog and a cat with me, you'll win at the moment, because nobody else is attempting to get in the car with a couple of animals. You know, in nice condition. But if you can get in with a dog and a cat and a budgerigar, you're ahead of the game. You see where it goes? The most animals in a car. Yeah, Dave, it's you. Go on, Dave.
Hi, Danny.
Yes, Dave. What do you want to tell us, Dave?
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dave.
It's the dog, and he didn't... He, when you say he may have spoken to me, he definitely did speak to me.
No, we preempted this call. We don't have to do that. You, Dave, believe, and I'm asking for animals that may have had magical stroke mystical powers, you believe your dog...
Yes.
...said some words.
Yes, he did.
Go on.
I was sat in the settee, and he was a rather large dog. Even the vet called him a good grief.
This has no bearing on his vocal skills.
It has. He was massive.
Oh, all right.
He was donkey dog, Danny.
All right.
He was massive, absolutely enormous, and he used to lean back in the chair like a human would.
Right.
Arms up, etc., etc. And I was sat next to him one night watching the telly, and he looked at me. He turned his head to the right. He looked at me square in the face, and he said, "All right, Dave."
He can't
He, Danny, he did. I swear.
I don't think he was drunk. You see, this is a very clear... Listen to the false in Dave's voice. Your dog.
I am adamant about it.
And he said, "All right, Dave."
Yes, that's all he said. But then I said to him, I said...
You wouldn't have been out. Wouldn't
I was gobsmacked. Danny, I was gobsmacked.
And you said to the dog...
I said to the dog, "Look, Apollo," because that was his name.
Yeah.
I said, "Look, Apollo, if you ever want to speak to me again, I promise I won't tell anybody. I won't make money out of you or do anything. I won't make you perform.
Make money out of you."
You know?
Yeah.
But he never spoke again. He just sort of gave it that knowing nod.
What kind of voice was it?
Well, it was like that. He just looked at me and went, "All right, Dave." And that's all he said. And Danny, he meant it.
Yeah, as much as it can mean, such as a casual greeting. You sound someone who are got a lot of conviction in this. Yes, you think you could make the crass connection that you were boozed.
I had been to the pub, but I'd only had a couple of pints, and I was sober.
No questions.
I was sober. And I've been ridiculed by my friends for 20 years by this.
The dog said, "All right, Dave."
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying he's a mathematician or a... You know...
Stop. I'm stopping the record. I thought the call might be over, but it's not. Go on.
He said, "All right, Dave." Yeah. You know, and I swear by it, on my life.
He's dead now?
He's dead now, yes. He was...
Did you tell anyone immediately afterwards?
No, I lasted out about a week, and I thought, no, this is, I've got to tell someone. So I started telling a couple of friends, and of course, now it's a story that they go, "Go on, Dave, tell them the dog story." Yeah. So,
Well, I've got
and it's not a story, it's
the truth. My twizzle story's going to pale after that, but, now, just give us the words again so I can bring the record in once more.
Okay, it's...